We've had quite a weekend of the Word, huh? In the Word. Thursday night, we heard about the Word of God is the will of God and the integrity of the Word. Establish that right off, right? And then Aaron Shack, I should know this. Is it shock? Shock. I will remember that because you and Josh, as a team, shock people. The Word. All right. Be not conformed to this world and how we're set apart and how we're not to be tossed around. I love that thing with meditation, and diet. That was awesome. But that we'll be happy when we don't walk by the counsel of the ungodly. That's great. And then Stephanie Hernandez shared on, but be transformed, transfigured, put on a new form. And how when that's like that metamorphosis, right? And how the renewed mind is to hold the word in mind and act accordingly. And then Tim Gilmore shared on condemnation and forgiveness and how we have the right to not condemn ourselves because of all that Jesus Christ paid for and that God forgets and we don't have to bring it up ever again. And we don't cut people off like the world would love us to do, but we talk to the person and forgive. And then Alberto Pena shared on controlling our minds to have a sound mind, that's available. Isn't that great? Power, love, and a sound mind, and how we could control our minds. And to some people, that's revolutionary, because some people think they can't, and that whatever their mind is doing, that's just what it does. But we absolutely can control our minds and have a stayed mind to hold one thought. I don't know, how'd you do for those 30 seconds? Yeah, it's pretty awesome to practice the stayed mind. It brings peace. And then Jesse Carr on who we are, accepting what God gave us, and that if you don't live like a son of God with everything he's given us, you're living a lie. I just thought that was so great. And then Patty Hannon on I can do. What a great one. We can do all that God's word says we can do. And God's word wouldn't say we can do it if we couldn't do it, because God doesn't lie. You can do it, all of it. And that it's not by how we feel. That was great, because feelings come and go, right? But the word of God liveth and abideth forever. And then this morning, Julia blasted it out that we could live the word and have confidence and boldness, just like Jesus Christ did. What a great sharing of how the adversary tried to tempt him not to be. Oh, are you really the Son of God? Shut up. Are you really? Well, so are we. We are sons of God. And we can live this life boldly and confidently. It's a choice to just put on the word. And then Hannah, man, her teaching was deep. I told her, that is a great thing to keep working and keep sharing like that, you know? That's a beautiful sharing that she did about being bold and confident in speaking God's word. So we had a lot of people here doing stuff for this advance, and I want to acknowledge them. Oh, I did want to share one little incident that happened here before we do that. And, you know, I'm sharing this because God is so amazing that a believer here, and I asked her if I could share this, and she said yes, so it's all good. A believer here, Isabella from Florida, not Isabella from New Jersey, wanted tickets to a concert. And during one of the fellowships here, she was trying to get them during the fellowship. And afterwards, of course, people spoke to her, right? You don't do that during fellowship, right? Try to get concert tickets, right? I mean, you know that, right? Yeah. So it was a whole thing. And you know, we asked if she wanted to be here, and I asked her afterwards, and she said yes. And I said, did you get the concert ticket? She said, no. And I said, well, you know, my daughters wanted concert tickets, too, to Taylor Swift. And they were like, really expensive. And I was like, well, let's see if they're even available. And even if I wanted to pay like $1,000, they still weren't available to get the tickets. And they prayed, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens here. And I'm telling Isabella this. I said, you know what God did? God made it available for us to pay $5 and go with like 9 believers, and we tailor-gated outside of the building and heard her live loud the whole time. And they got to dance, put out a blanket, make bracelets, we had refreshments, and we heard that it was even more comfortable to do that than being in your little seat jammed like this and you can't even dance. So that's what God did for them. And then later on, what do you think God did for her, for Isabella? She got the freaking tickets. And Isabella, stand up. Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Just sometimes when you might, well, you think you may need to be smacked with the biggest piece of pasta, God just blesses you back. And you know, that little thing that happened with her, I'm sure that she'll never forget that, what God did for her. And that, it's going to change her life. Isn't that cool? Yes, Mr. Mercado. No, I'm just kidding. So we've had tremendous teachers of God's word here. I want to thank them all for taking the time to study God's word and to share it with great love and confidence and boldness, all of you. Yep. And all the fellowship coordinators, you guys who did fellowships, you kind of found out as you got here, you're vetted. Thanks for doing that, you guys. And then all the people on the crew, you know, Martin Gonzalez organized all the transportation for you guys coming in and the rides and all that. Takes a lot of time to talk to people and work all those details out. And I think those guys were blessed with their accommodations with that. And then all you guys here that did stuff for the sound, Tim and Liam and Josh, right? Sound guys. Set up here, Albert, Josh, Patty. And it's so hard to do this and not forget anyone. But so many people helped with these things. Alexa and Aaron with refreshments and others that helped. Christina with the music. And she led the music crew and the people doing that, and that was just such a blessing, wasn't it, to hear some of these guys sing? Last night, some of you missed it, but her and Shannon sang Peace, Peace at the fire before we closed it out. And that was neat. And then what else do we have? Oh, gosh. Julia with the registration, and Tim, and all you people who came early to help set up, please stand up. All of you who came early. Look at it. These guys came early. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So maybe some of you don't know, but these teachings will probably be made available online like the other ones have been the last couple years. And many other advances are on the Harbor Light website, harborlightfellowship.com. And that one, that poster was from 2009, and there's a bunch of teachings about that subject, and there's tons of stuff being put on there, and that website is growing all the time. So these teachings will eventually be available, like last year's are on there, you could listen to still. So, yeah, what I want to do is just close in Psalm 103 and just read you a few verses from there. The reason why I picked this psalm is because this is a perfect example of the renewed mind. This is someone who is talking to himself. And when you renew your mind, who are you dealing with?
Yourself.
So here it is, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, who?
Oh,
my soul. This is what we can tell ourselves. Self, bless the Lord. And that bless, it means to praise and to salute. So we bless the Lord, you know, praise him, thank him, salute him for what he's done for you. You know what he's done for you better than anybody. You tell yourself these things. Who's in charge of your mind? You are. You tell your mind exactly what to do, and it has to obey. You're the governor, the presidente of your own mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. This is renewed mind. It doesn't say to remember all his benefits. It just says don't forget them all. And then what does he do? Now he's going to go down a list of benefits, bringing his mind back to the word of God, to the word, the truth. This is what he's doing in this psalm, and this is a beautiful psalm. In verse 3, it says, what kind of benefit is this? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. How much does that cover? You can remember God and bless God and remember, hey, he forgives all my iniquities and he heals all my diseases. And a dis-ease is a dis-ease. If you're sitting on a splinter, that's a dis-ease, right? Could be anything. So, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Look at that. Redeems our life from destruction, because the adversary is here to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have a redeemer, and this is before Christ even came. But we have a redeemer who's redeemed us, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. My gosh, what an image that God would crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's great. We can have that kind of heart and just enjoy life like a youth. Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He maketh known the ways of Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. These are some of the benefits. This is this guy talking to himself, bringing his mind back to the word of God. And then verse 10. Tim read this during his teaching. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him or respect him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. You ever talk to yourself like that? You can just remember God's word and give yourself some of the benefits. Not all of them, some of them. What a great reminder that is. Verse 13, and as a father pitieth or has compassion on his children, so the Lord, he pitieth and has compassion on them that respect him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are what?
Dust.
Dust. You remind yourself that God knows that you're dust. Your frame. Dust. That's why we needed a Savior. He knew we wouldn't be able to make it on our own, by ourselves, that we needed him. Verse 15. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof is known no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that respect him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength and do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, who? Oh, my soul, you talk to yourself God's word. You tell yourself God's word. You know so much of God's word. You know, so many of us have been taught God's word on a silver platter. And if you just think about it and bring your mind to it, you could bring your mind to all these things yourself. You can speak the word to yourself. And that's renewing your mind to God's word, telling yourself God's word, and then acting on it. That's what we have the privilege to do. And that's what this weekend was about. So, Father God, thank you for this time we've had together. And thank you for the profit of this time to just go out and just be tremendous for each one of our lives, and that we can see great growth, great movements of your word by people standing and sharing and blessing. Thank you, Father, for each person here, and that your word can continue to bring forth fruit from the seeds that were planted and the watering that's gone on here, that people can just get out all the things that have blessed them and not store it in just for themselves, Father, but that they can share it with people. Thank you so much for that, God, and thank you for the privilege we've had to be together. And we thank you for these things, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.